Hello, Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News. Today we're talking about new stuff.
Yeah.
This is the 11th of May edition.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to listen to this on a podcast, you can. It's linked down below. So check it out.
Check it out.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to start with some more interesting news and then just get into some random things that have popped up. So we're going to start with Maybelline, which is normally not something that we consider exciting, but this news is interesting. It's interesting for some people.
Yeah.
So Maybelline have shown that they're releasing sort of like a second palette or a sister palette to their Lemonade Craze palette. This is called the Soda Pop palette. And I think this is a lot more on trend than the Lemonade Craze one is. The Lemonade Craze one is sort of like last year. This one is coming into more, it's got the pops of purple. It's got the pops of sort of dark blue. This is while still having the oranges and the dark reds.
Yeah, they're still maintaining the warm thing.
Yeah, yep. But they're introducing a few other pops of colour that we're starting to see in a lot of palettes and a lot of colour kind of collections these days. But this one is coming out in fall. So this is new news. We have seen a makeup artist using it behind the scenes of the Met Gala. You can see some swatches. This almost looks like it's over glitter glue. They look really, really intense.
Yeah.
And then he points out that he uses this quad here. So I think the grape pop, cherry on top, blue raspberry and cherry cola. He says he's using that on Gigi Hadid. I don't see it. I don't see the colour at all.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, so that's sort of an example of how it will probably look on the eye.
I feel like if they actually are using this on Gigi, then it says something about these shadows.
Yeah.
And for me, that thing is not something that I want to bring into my life. But, you know, if you're into it. Also, can I just say, grape pop, cherry on top, sounds like a fucking song lyric.
I like that. I like that. Rolls off the tongue.
So it does.
That will be coming in fall. That's all we know about it at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Something new from Natasha Denona. This has been revealed today and is launching tomorrow. So it's already out when you're watching this. They're bringing out a mini version of the blush and glow. So this is a tiny little highlighter and blush duo. If you like the quality of her highlighters and blushes, this might be a good thing to just put in your makeup bag or, you know, bring traveling. And this is going to be, I think, $19 US, and they contain 2 grams each pan.
It's pretty good.
So it's
pretty good.
Yeah, the price point is...
I like it.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. I like it. We've got something here for nail lovers and Grease the movie lovers.
I'm sure that overlaps often.
I think it probably does. Hello.
Hello.
So OPI are releasing a Grease-inspired collection. They have 2 packs of 4 minis, I believe they are. And then they have a collection of 12 full-size full-size colours.
Yep.
And it looks like 3-dimensional effect nail polishes. They're leather-like nail effects in Rydell Forever, which looks like it's maybe a white with a, like, sparkle, a black and a pink.
Yeah, or maybe they're just all leathery effects, like green colours.
Yeah,
I love Frenchie Likes to Kiss because it's sort of like her hair colour.
It is, yeah.
It's cool. It's fun.
Yeah.
And this pack, the 2 packs are fun because you kind of have like the Pink Ladies pack.
Yes.
Where you have a couple of pinks, a white, which is Don't Cry Over Spilled Milkshakes. You have sort of like a Tiffany blue, and then you have more of a, like, a badass version.
Yeah.
So you've got, but this one's got a primer and like a high shine top coat, but then you still have a soft color and then like a dark color. So
yes. Yeah.
Depends what you like. It's kind of fun. And I know there's a lot of Grease fans out there, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't mind it. I think they did all right.
I'm not going to rush out and get it, but no. I think it's cute.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm very excited for this. We've got Revlon coming out with a new Colorstay full coverage foundation. It's supposed to be long wear 24 hour matte finish, and it's now available in some stores in the US. I can't wait for this to come to Australia because I have been a long time fan of Revlon Colorstay. If you've got oily skin, it is one of the best foundations, I think, better than like higher end foundations.
Yeah.
Higher end foundations don't last on really, when I've got really oily skin.
Yeah.
But this does. If you can't use it with a brush or something, try like sponge and whatnot. There's always a way that you can make it work and it's great.
Fingers. I always like Colorstay with fingers.
Fingers or sponge. I think brush sometimes it just doesn't buff
properly. Yeah, I think, and the problem is it's an intense formula. You know, it's not super thick or anything like that, but it does set quite quickly. Yeah. So if you're fluffing around with a brush, it can give you some trouble.
But otherwise, I'm super keen for this. A lot of people saying that this looks like the Maybelline packaging. It just looks like a squeezy tube.
Yeah.
So
I feel they all
sort of have clear packaging with black and white sort of text, and that's sort of what this is as well.
Yeah.
So I don't see it as copying. I just see it in a tube, which probably indicates it's a thicker formula.
Yeah, I would think so. Speaking of foundations, should we talk about CoverGirl?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So they're bringing out this True Blend Matte Made Foundation. Oh my God, this is completely new to me. I have no idea what's going on with it, but it's exciting. It says it's a totally fresh formula, doesn't smudge, comfortable, breathable, minimizes pores. And lets you put your best face forward every day. So that's, you know, interesting. 40 shades.
That's massive.
Yeah.
I really like CoverGirl for foundations. I think for drugstore, they're very affordable and really great. And if they've got a matte one, I'm all in for it.
Yeah.
The 3-in-1 Stay Fabulous is always like a good runner up for Revlon Colorstay to me. So
100%. These are
great news.
I love that cup.
Yeah, that's so 3-in-1. I always have one as a backup sealed. And I'm like, so I need to crack into it. Cracking into it. Yeah. It is a staple in my collection.
I agree. Mm. Look, while we're talking about CoverGirl, this is not exciting, but we'll get it out the way. They're bringing out a Flourish Mascara by Lash Blast.
Bam.
Yeah, that. And something about coconuts, avocados, and papaya is supposed to be to do with that mascara.
Probably oils.
I think that's what they're trying to put out there.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
Better than hemp oil.
Yep.
Let's go back to Natasha Denona really quickly.
Okay.
They're now stocked in Selfridges.
They are, along with some other brands, which is kind of exciting. We've got Anastasia Beverly Hills, Lime Crime, makeup wise.
Yeah.
So, and there are there's other brands that have come, but they're not makeup related. And this is not fashion news.
No, it's not. It's not handbag news, unfortunately.
No.
It's beauty news. Yeah. So, if you're one of those and you shop at Selfridges, very good thing.
I like Selfridges because I feel like they're widely a little bit more affordable than everywhere else.
Yeah.
So, but you do have to have Selfridges Plus if you want to have it shipped to you. Otherwise,
no, go broke.
Very expensive.
Yeah. All right, let's get on to some relatively new news as well. Mm-hmm. This is by Sugar Pill. So they've just announced that they're releasing a high tea liquid lip color collection. Mm-hmm. So this is not, as far as I'm aware, it's not a box set. It's just 5 new shades of liquid lipstick, but they have changed the formula.
Right.
So they've tried to change the formula so it is more comfortable on the lips. It's got a more flexible technology, which is great because I don't know if you watched Beauty News a few weeks ago where I used that blue Sugar Pill one and Hayley stopped me because I was flaking it onto it my chin. It was
literally flaking on her chin. I looked as over I was talking, and I was like, if this was a real life situation where we were discussing with people face to face, Kat would be mortified right now.
We had to check the camera. Yeah, luckily, you couldn't
didn't show up.
My little blue flecks on my chin. So, I haven't been a massive fan of their liquid lipstick formula.
Yep.
So if they brought out...
I personally find them quite drying. Yeah, so
I find them quite drying as well. And I think you can get some decent ones, but then you can get some that aren't great.
Yeah.
So it just is a hit or miss. Whereas if this is a new comfortable sort of flexible formula, it's supposed to be a bit softer.
Yeah.
I'm down for it. But the premise of this is they're all sort of like nudie. I wouldn't say rosy, but that's how I sort of see them. But they're all nudie.
A little bit romantic.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be like they're saying if you're, you know, got a big statement eye, it's something to like pair with that without it being too bold. Most of their colours that they've brought out previously have either been a soft colour with glitter or a bold colour. So this is sort of like just hitting that nude market. So they do have five shades that's coming out. Dainty, Trifle, Crumpet, Clink and Duchess.
Yeah.
Now we did see them swatched on two skin tones, and they do look very different swatched on both skin tones. They do.
Yeah, which makes me think they might even be a little bit on the sheerer side. Well, because they allow the skin tone to peek through.
Yeah, and that's where I think the softer... Like, you can see that they're not completely bold on the lips, but you can see that they're all very, very similar.
Yeah.
So these are launching Monday the 14th, so soon.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to get them soon. I'm assuming they'll be the same price as the other ones. Not too sure on that yet. But they do have a description. So Dainty is a soft petal pink. Trifle is a muted grey-toned nude pink. Crumpet is a bold terracotta. Clink is a vintage cinnamon rose. Duchess is a rich plum brown. I personally don't see the differences between them too much.
No.
You can just see some that slightly have a pink tinge, slightly a purple tinge, slightly a brown tinge. You can see the main differences on the person with the deeper skin colour.
Yeah, I feel like they've essentially brought out a nice little capsule collection of romantic nudes that have slightly different undertones. So there's going to be like a shade for everyone, basically.
Yeah, they're like dusty pinks with slight varieties.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I love like the muted grey tone nude pink. I'm just like, oh.
But it doesn't look like grey tone.
It doesn't at all. So, you
the description
know,
sounds cool, but it's really, it looks a little bit more just dusty pink.
It does.
All right, we're jumping around, but this is fun. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to ColourPop. They have shown that they're releasing a new palette. It's their first ever cool toned palette. Now, they've released a lot of palettes and some are sort of cool toned, but I think what they're coming from is this is a big sort of cool toned nude palette.
Yeah. It's a cool tone movement. It's happening. And they are creating a palette for everyone who's
I'm not
asked.
Hating it. I think they are definitely listening to the feedback of warm, you're bringing out warm nudes. We want some cool nudes. So this palette is sort of fitting that. So it's called Fame. They're saying it's their first cool tone palette. They have had some purpley ones, so
yeah.
But this is a 16 pan eyeshadow palette. We've only got a sort of blurry photo of the full pan because I've been taking screenshots of the Instagram stories. You can see that there's still some like neutral nudes like caramel browns and like light champagnes. Then it goes into slightly cooler browns, then slightly cooler pinks, and then slightly cooler purples and taupes and grays. Yep. So this is definitely overall a very neutral to cool toned nude palette.
Yep.
Now, what we mean by neutral is the sort of not warm, not cool. Yep. So,
it's in between.
It's in between. Some people have made a point to say that this is not good enough.
Oh, of course it's not.
Yeah, this.
I actually think this is... Looking
I
at
think it looks good.
This blurry image makes it a little bit different. But this one we've got here.
Yeah.
Quite clear. Can't see all the shades. It's a fucking smart palette. And this is why I think it's a smart palette. It is very cool. Majority of these shades are cool. And yes, there are some sort of warmish or neutral shades in there. However, it's going to be really fucking difficult to make an 16 pan palette with all cool shades that doesn't contain a couple of shades that look simply dated as fuck.
Like the silvers and the true grays.
Exactly.
Yeah. I do agree. And I think, look, I'm sort of getting into the cooler toned eyeshadows because it's we're going into the cooler weather in Australia, and I always tend to lean to the taupes and the cooler sort of shades and the mauvey, beautiful transition colours and whatnot. when it does get cooler. So I think this really entices me. I think this is a great way to get people who haven't yet delved into cooler toned eyeshadows to try them in a really user-friendly way that's not scary, like here's a silver and a black and good luck to you. So this is like a really nice way to do it. But a lot of people are like, this is just taupe. And it's like, yeah, but taupe is a cool-toned nude.
I think this is what people don't understand. Like, okay, cool-toned eyeshadows are taupes, purples, blues, grey, like black is, I mean, black, it's more of a, it's a neutral, I suppose, because it doesn't actually have a tone. But
it works better, with
the cool tones. But until they start making grey-toned everything, like grey-toned yellow, grey-toned pink, grey-toned red, like until they start making these weird grey undertoned colourful shadows, all you're going to get out of your cool tone palettes is taupes and greys and purples and blues and even some greens. Like, it's cool tones are hard because
They're not generally flattering all the time.
And it's, you're limited to what they've actually created with palettes.
I think also what people are missing though is that I think what some people are hankering for are the palettes that have the blue, greens and purples.
Yeah.
Intense blue, green, purple eyeshadow palettes. Yeah. And trust me, they're coming.
They are.
I can sense it.
Yeah.
My makeup senses are tingling. I know they're coming. But when you're trying to introduce people to put down their bronzers and oranges and golds and to pick up something that might be a little bit out of their comfort zone, this is a very wearable way to do it.
Absolutely.
Before warm tone eyeshadow palettes were the huge thing the last couple of years, these were standard palettes.
Mm-hmm.
These sort of like, you know, taupes and purples and, you know, taupey pinks and all that kind of stuff were pretty standard.
Yep.
So I think this is just, it's coming back into trend. And then once people get a little bit more comfortable with using shades that are a little bit cooler and not as like harsh as like silvers and blacks and whatnot, then people can start like demanding more blue eyeshadow palettes, more green eyeshadow palettes. But you need to get people liking these first.
Yep.
Otherwise, they're not going to sell and people aren't going to do it. So exactly. I think this is great. The swatches look quite cool toned, but very nude. I don't really get the packaging with
No idea.
It makes no sense.
I'm just ignoring that because
it makes no
sense. I want to support this. I want to be like, you're doing a cool thing, ColourPop, and I'm really proud of you. And I'm not surprised that you're doing it because this is what ColourPop does. They listen and they really try.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm proud of that. But that packaging, oh dear.
Yeah. They should have kept the outer box, which is just the polka dots.
Yeah.
That makes more sense than this thing.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Yeah.
But they also have shown, well, actually, they didn't show. It was that I Love
Sarai.
Sarai?
Is that it?
We never do that right.
Yeah, I know.
But she showed the fourth birthday Super Shock shadow shade.
It's very pretty.
Yeah, so this is like a silvery, taupey champagne colour.
Cool toned!
It looks cool toned swatched because it looks very silvery.
It looks a bit warm in the palette.
But it looks a little bit champagne in the palette. Yeah. So we'll see what it actually is.
Is it called Birthday Wish?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's called Birthday Wish. And what they do with these is that when you're ordering around their birthday time, they'll put in, I think, the bonus shade as like a happy birthday to us, here's a little bonus.
Yeah.
And they are also, I wanted to update as well, because last week we said that they were doing the buy one, get one free Super Shock Shadow.
Yeah.
I think that sold out and a lot of people were like, damn it. But they have been doing different deals like every few days. So if you want to hold off, there'll be new deals.
So glad I'm on a low buy. I've been buying
I've been like blinkers on.
I've
been avoiding it.
So Jeffree Star very, very sneakily sneak peeked an Equality mini liquid lip set that he will be bringing out. He'll be bringing out on June 1st. And we don't actually have any information about it other than it is in a rainbow style box and it's going to be called the Equality set. But if his last like past bundle packs, mini bundle packs, or anything to go by, it'll contain eight shades and retail for $52.
Yeah,
that's
so
my prediction.
I think that's a fair prediction. I do want to point out, though, a lot of people have looked at this and said, oh, he's giving it away on his hand.
No.
No, this was shown at the very, very end of him swatching the new shades that we talked about last week.
Yep.
So he released a few, re-released some limited edition shades into the permanent range and also turned some bullet lipsticks, ammunition lipsticks, into liquid lipsticks.
Yep.
So that's what he was swatching, and this was shown right at the very end. Now, I think what a few people have predicted this, and I think they're going to be like bang on correct. He's got shades that
yes.
match pretty much every bar that's on that box.
Yep.
So we collectively, a lot of people believe that this is going to contain a rainbow array of colors. A lot of people as well are kind of cracking the shits that unless this is a portion is going to some charity, they think it's disgusting. I think I can see both sides. I understand using the term equality and trying to market off that. He should give back. I also believe being a gay man, he has a little bit of a right to use this more than, say, if we did. So,
yes, I agree with that.
I feel like I'm on the fence about it.
Yeah, I think all, like, I've been seeing people have been saying this, and I totally agree with everything you said, but he has told us nothing about this pack. We know nothing, so I'm not going to jump to conclusions or judge him for something that
we know nothing about. We've seen a box. That's
exactly.
All we've seen. Yeah.
So, yeah.
We will update you when we find out more.
Yes.
It is what it is.
It is. YSL. Let's look at what's happening here. It's
weird.
A thing. So these are the Vernis Oliveira. It's my French. It's amazing. These are called the holographics.
Yeah.
Six new shocking shades. Wow.
So
okay.
There's you can see the colors there.
Yeah.
Pink, burgundy, prune, neon prune.
Wow!
Oh my god, that is like, it's not Nana Glam, it's like Nana
Fab.
Yeah, or like Nana Club.
Yes!
It's so good. Rose glitch, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
So there's different colours, and then there's also two top coats.
Mm.
So you've got a holographic white top coat and a holographic black top coat. Now, I don't actually know if these are holographic or not. If you actually look at them, they could be.
They could actually
have holographic glitter in them.
You know what?
I think they do.
I think from looking at this and knowing holo, I think these might actually be holographic.
Yeah, I think there's a fair chance.
I say this?
Yeah.
I'm so disappointed these are lip products.
Eye products
like,
would be great.
Yes, yes.
Need to get onto that.
Meadows. They are magnificent meadows.
When I put them on my eye looks like a magnificent meadow.
Exactly.
If I had a magnificent metal holographic collection,
if they're not currently working on that for like a holiday release to then be released early next year,
you need to hire us.
I'm going to be so angry.
Yeah.
Seriously, I will come for you, Stella.
I agree.
I will.
But I do want to say that with these holographics, it looks like that the colored versions are just sparkles.
Yeah. Like a shimmery.
It's like a lip gloss, a really thick sort of pigmented lip gloss with a lot of micro shimmer in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they set. I don't really know. They're just saying the electrifying shine amplifies the intensity of color and effect of the light.
Okay.
Fucked if I know what that means.
Yeah.
But they don't look. They just look like they're very sparkly.
Yeah.
So I don't know if these all have some form of maybe just a sprinkling of holographic glitter to tick that off so people don't complain about the name.
Yeah.
But I want to see how these top coats work.
So do I.
I don't know.
I'm
really
intrigued.
Confused. Now, with these, we don't have a date for when they're releasing. I thought they would be released since they're showing it on their official account, but I looked on their website. It's not there yet, so should be coming soon. All right, guys, it's Kat back for a editing update. So we got some breaking news from Kylie Cosmetics that can't wait until Monday. There is a new collection coming out this Sunday for Mother's Day, and it's a collab with her mum, Kris Jenner. So they've temporarily changed the name of Kylie Cosmetics on Instagram to Kris Cosmetics, and they're launching a collection that's all dedicated to her mum. There is a lip kit that has 8 mini lipsticks, so liquid lipsticks, ranging from mattes through to satins and glosses. So there's a variety of stuff there. There's a face palette, so it's got a bronzer and what looks like 2 or 3 highlighters. There's an eyeshadow palette, very cool toned, very nude. And there's also a lipstick and I believe a lip liner in a nude shade. So if you do want any of those, it's releasing this Sunday. The packaging is really super cute. It's got Kris Jenner's face on it. There's a pattern with like reflective sunglasses and stuff. The lipstick has like someone giving the middle finger. It's kind of cool. It's kind of fun. So if you're into the Kardashians, you might want to check this one out. But it does launch this Sunday. Okay, last thing we're going to talk about before we go just A to Z, Fenty.
Mm.
Now, Fenty, they're up to interesting stuff again. So the Met Gala was on, and a lot of people were showing new makeup.
Yeah.
So makeup artists that are either sponsored by brands or whatnot were sort of showing new things. There was something about Marc Jacobs and Selena Gomez or something. But Fenty was also showing Rihanna wearing her lips were spanked with a little something extra, and that's it.
That's it.
All right, so they're sneak peeking potentially one of their lip glosses that we showed last week.
Mm.
She did that video for Vogue.
She did a video for Vogue
showing a lip gloss. Yeah. Now, so everyone knows that these duo products, whether they're eyeshadows or face products or multi-purpose products and lip glosses, are coming very soon.
Yes.
What happened? Motherfuckers.
Well, they're getting really cheeky. They, an account, Butterfly0901 on Instagram, shared an image of the duos, the face, eye, cheek, fucking whatever, duos, and a pack of 3 lipsticks, lip glosses which we've spoken about. And Fenty contacted them and said, "Hi there, please remove this photo. These products are not available yet, and this is a leak. Thank you."
So what is stupid about this? This was after...
I can tell you what's stupid about this.
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah. So this was after Rihanna showed that there was at least 1 lip gloss and 2 of the face eye duo things. And this is sort of how Fenty cracked the shits with us last year. We don't man our DMs on Instagram.
No.
So when we didn't respond to taking it down, they emailed us, and then they found out that we did a video, and then they emailed us saying that if we didn't remove it by X date, they were going to pursue legal action. And when we pushed it further and we asked them what their reasoning was, what they said was, and this argument is valid, so we had to comply.
Yeah.
But what they said wasn't something to do with you've stolen our image, it's copyright, because that response you can say fair use. But what they said was this product that you're showing has the Fenty Beauty trademark on it, but it's not a product that we sell or that is associated with our brand. Pretty much, therefore, you are breaching our trademark. So you are showing a product with our trademark on it, and that's a breach of our trademark. And so we were like, okay.
That is
it's a very, very
clever way to deal with this.
It is.
Situation.
Correct. However, when the brand's founder, when Rihanna Fenty has shown 2 of the products, 3 of the products, 2 eye products and
one lip gloss
in an official video for Vogue promoting these things that are coming up, it's not using your trademark illegally. It's showing products that you've associated with your brand.
Yes.
So they might crack the shits that we're talking about it here, but come on.
Yeah, we're not, like, in this situation,
It's made public that that is your product coming up.
It's made public by someone who is involved with your brand, who works with your brand, the founder of your, or the face of your brand. So, I think this is really shady, really disrespectful to influencers who are really helping to push support and promote this brand
and the excitement of the brand. And the thing is, okay, I know that Fenty created I know that Rihanna created Fenty, and with her name she helped push this, and I understand that a lot of they rely on a lot of mystery to make their brand interesting or something,
and they don't sneak peek super early. They like to sort of show and release.
And I understand that, but they do sneak peek to some degree. Like, Rihanna will be using things or showing things, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But the thing is that if you've got leaks in your factory, once again, deal with the cause of the problem.
Yeah.
Don't treat smaller Instagram accounts that are excited for your release and excited to promote your release as criminals.
Yeah.
They're not criminals. They've done nothing wrong. They're sharing what you've already told us.
Yeah.
So, you know, if they happen to stumble across another photo or someone sent them a photo, it's already been shown.
Exactly.
So what is your problem? I'm not keen. I'm not happy with the way they treat people.
They've left a bad taste in my mouth. And I do, like, when we dealt with our thing, I did think, like, you've got a good little legal team there. They know how to make the law work to their benefit, because they know we can use a lot of things as fair use. But in this case, it's BS.
Yeah.
Like this, I'm sure this could not stand up in law, in a court of law.
I would assume
that. Not with Rihanna creating a video that was published on Vogue online
demonstrating
the products, and then someone sharing them and then being like, no, you can't. You can show the two that we showed, but the other one not associated with our brand.
Anyway, let's go back
and do all the other stuff.
Let's do all the other stuff. Fill in the gaps.
Let's run through. Bite Beauty are releasing an agave lip mask in lavender.
So is this just lavender? Because it says pale pink. Is it just the colour, or is it also that it's got a lavender
I
scent?
I actually don't know.
All right, we'll find out later.
We will. BH Cosmetics, we've got a couple of things. This is a Marble Luxe brush set. It's 10 brushes for the face and eyes, and it's got, like, marble handles. They are soft synthetic bristles. That's interesting.
$38.
$38, yes. So there's a bunch there for the face and the eyes. And there's also, actually, that's available May 18th, sorry. So that's coming soon. There is also a new palette coming. This is the Nouveau Neutrals. Wow, that
took
It's
hard when you're reading hashtags.
It is. And especially, like, there's no spaces. I'm like, that just looks like... That doesn't even look like words.
It's like, no, new VO.
New trials.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nouveau Neutrals. It's 26 pen eyeshadow palette and blushes. So there we go. Cake Face Beauty. There is a new palette coming. It's called the Just Cake It Highlighter. This actually is out, This launched on the 4th of May. Shade names are Frosted, Sweet, Extra, and Pretty in Pink. Retails for $25.
It looks pretty.
Yeah. A little bit of, I don't know, interesting news from Coloured Rain. They are introducing authenticity seals to all of their products. And it's in an effort to combat counterfeit issues. So basically they've said, in an effort to help combat a major counterfeit issue of potentially dangerous Coloured Rain products being sold to consumers, we've partnered with an RFID company to create authenticity seals. Seals will be added to all Coloured Rain eyeshadow palettes sold through our website and our approved retailers. So basically each Little Seal. It's like a holographic type doodad, so pretty on the eyes. They have a unique serial number and a QR scanner code. So you can scan the code and make sure it is legit.
Interesting.
It is.
I wonder if people could copy that, though.
I think...
Because QR codes are pretty easy to copy.
Yes, but they do have the serial numbers as well. So, I don't know. I think if people were really, really dedicated to the cause of counterfeit makeup, probably could. But, yeah, I'm not sure.
Makes it a bit safer to buy them right now, though.
Yeah. I know a lot of Korean and Japanese brands do this because they have counterfeit issues. But I'm not sure I've ever seen it on a Western brand. So, interesting.
Mm. All right, some Aussie news. Mm-hmm. Designer Brands, which is the Chemist Warehouse sort of home brand.
Yes.
They're doing a collab with someone I've never heard of before.
They are. This is Sophie Kachia, I think it is. I think she's a YouTuber.
She puts herself down as a public figure and self-proclaimed legend.
Interesting.
She's an influencer, like a lifestyle or mummy blogger.
Yep.
Anyway, they have... Designer Brands has released a couple of things with her. So there's an eyeshadow palette and also blush highlighter palette.
Yes.
Blush highlighter bronzer palette. So looks like an on-the-go, all-in-one face palette and day-to-night 18-shade eyeshadow palette.
Right.
So there's that.
Dolce and Gabbana Italian Zest Summer Collection.
Oh, this my God. Interests
yes.
me.
Yes.
I'm down.
I hope everything smells and tastes like lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Eat the makeup. So it just says the fresh blue of the sea meets the golden shades of the sun. Excellent. And it looks like there's lipsticks in there. One is a bright yellow.
Probably lip glosses or a tint.
Possibly, yeah.
So there's sort of citrusy colours. There's a cream highlighter. Looks like there's some pot eyeshadows, some nail polishes.
Yeah.
And also fragrance.
Yeah.
Italian Zest.
Interesting.
Limited edition. I sort of like this inspiration. I love sort of fresh. I like that gingham print with the lemon. I think it's cool.
I like it too.
It's interesting. I like it. All right, Dose of Colours is about to drop something May 19th.
They are. And also they're giving us a sneak peek of what they're releasing, Holidays 2018. Do you realise that we just spoke about our first holiday 2018 beauty product?
Dun, dun, dun. Start of
in
May.
In early May. Go away, Dose of Colours.
Give us a break.
My God.
We're just still recovering from last year.
Seriously?
Mm.
Like, also, whatever it is, I don't want it.
Yeah.
Like, you've already annoyed me.
Yeah. All right. Gimme Glow Cosmetics, or Give Me Glow Cosmetics, is releasing a new 9-pan glow palette.
Mm-hmm.
So they're 9 full-size highlighter
pans. My God. It's huge.
I know. It's massive. And it's $75. Launching the 1st of June. The colours are pretty rad.
They are.
There's a nice mix. You've got some cool ones, you've got some warm ones, you've got some slightly deeper ones, light ones, sort of like a purpley silver, a lemon yellow, some interesting stuff.
This, I actually think, this is probably the first highlighting palette that I've looked at and gone, this would be sick in a makeup artist's kit who does, like, photo shoots and editorial stuff and cool shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is diverse.
Look at that and middle coppery red shade. It is gorgeous.
So beautiful.
On deeper skin tones. Holy moly.
I'm dead for it.
Be good as an eyeshadow. Yeah, I'm not hating it.
Look.
Good work.
Well done, Give Me Glow.
And I like that they've done a 9-pan and they're all wearable. They didn't have to throw in any blues and purples to sort of flesh it out.
Here's an iridescent green.
Yeah.
You're like, we're calling it hollow.
Yeah. Ooh.
Move on. All right. Hank and Henry. Liquid lipsticks.
Yep.
That's a thing. And then they're showing this pink one here. So the container is in, like, it looks like a lipstick.
Yeah.
But when you take the cap off, it's actually a liquid lipstick.
Similar to those lip glosses from L'Oreal.
Yes.
L'Oreal had those lip glosses that had sort of like the shape of the tube.
Yep.
looked like a lipstick bullet,
yep.
sort of,
yep.
and then it had a clear thing, but it was actually just a gloss.
Yes. But they're not just bringing out pink. It looks like they're going to have at least 6 shades.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
All black and white.
As you do. All right, Huda Beauty is sneak peeking something. People are saying might be a bit of a Fenty, like a liquid highlighter. Maybe she's sitting in a bath of gold, so might be her contact lenses.
It might be. It looks like or she's...
maybe it's a vagina bleaching product.
Of course it's that vagina bleaching product that she promoted on her yep. blog.
Or you have a gold bath and it bleaches
your vagina.
Your vagina.
Because everyone's got to bleach their vagina. Go do that right now.
If you don't know stop what we're talking watching. About, we'll link you to an article. I was going to say downstairs. No. Bleaching downstairs. But article in the description box.
Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't listen. Don't take her advice. It's
no, don't do advice. It.
Jouer.
This is sort of an update. Sort of a not update.
Oh, is it?
Well, so we've got here sneak peek bronzer duos.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
Looks like there's 2 shades.
Yes.
Of bronzer duos. And then there's also new blushes or right. highlighters. It's kind okay. of hard.
Right. And we know...
the founder was talking about new
they were
blushes stuff. And stuff. So yep. sort of, but there's stuff coming
that's
for
right. yep.
For summer. So
cool.
coloured highlighters. Oh, that purple one actually looks really beautiful.
They're pretty, aren't they? I think yeah. they look really nice.
And I've heard that their blush duos are really beautiful.
Right.
So bronzer duos might be really nice as well because you can take it all the way through the year.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, there we go.
Not bad.
Not too bad.
All right, so Kiko has a new collection. This is with Alyssa Maino, I think it is. She is a young Instagram influencer, it appears. But they're bringing out 5 matte, creamy matte lipsticks.
Yeah, special edition packaging with yes. her signature on it.
Yes.
Number 4 is her fave. What's yours?
I think the dusty pinky...
We don't know what number that is. That could be her favourite too.
It could be.
All right, this is already available on the Italian Kiko website, not the UK one. So there's 5 shades of lipsticks, like we said, but you can also choose the colour of the packaging.
That's cool.
So there's 10 to choose from, I believe. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
The cap is €2.
Right.
And the lipstick is €10.95.
Yeah.
So was her favourite 4? No.
Hers is 4.
Vintage Rose is her okay. favourite.
Right.
But there you go.
Excellent. Also, we did find out that we believe she's also a musician. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. News from KL Polish. They're going to be showing a new collection on Thursday. Now we can't film Thursday and have this up Friday. Doesn't work that way, so we'll be updating you on Monday.
Yes.
They've also shown what looks like a hand cream.
I think so. Otherwise it's like, I don't something know, shampoo
maybe.
It's not shampoo.
No, looks too big for like a nail cream. I reckon it's a hand cream.
It'll be something. A hand, yeah. It's probably like a general hand and nail health yeah. cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we got some news from MAC. Mm-hmm. This is pretty cool. So this is a look in a box basic brush set.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be coming out soon. It is a lipstick canister. It looks like a lipstick.
It does. It looks like Ruby Woo.
Yeah, it's rad. And it comes with 4 little mini brushes. Now, I do want to point out that these are mini, mini, mini brushes.
Itty bitty babies.
Itty bitty babies. Because if you look at the size of this brush canister to the person's hand, it is very, very small.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So these yeah. almost look like brushes that you might get in a small palette.
Wow. Yeah.
So this is not your they standard brush. They are
like...
They're like...
That's creepy.
Yeah, because it looks like it throws you off.
Thumb looks giant in comparison.
Yeah, so I reckon the brush canister would probably be as big as like your hand.
Yeah, that's and what I'm thinking. And then
the brushes would be small.
I need so to see like these mini, in mini person. Troubles. Seriously, yeah. I need to see these.
You know like those little mini... Sigma ones that they
yes
yeah I yep. think they're sort of like tiny. That's,
yeah,
it's,
that
it's
is...
freaking cute, and I sort of want to get this just for display purposes.
Yeah.
I'm that kind of person, but this is Yeah, not the most functional, but
itty bitty.
But people will buy it because it's cool. I'm one of those people that will buy it because it's cool.
Yeah. It looks like there's some new products coming to the MAC eyebrow range. Now, they've got the eyebrows pencil, which is a super fine one. But it looks like there might also be like a fine tip liner style
brow product. A felt tip or a brush tip.
Yeah, a brush tip brow product. Liquid product. And one of those sponge tip powder type products.
The powder in sort of the lid and then the applicator.
You dip it in. So there you go. If you like MAC brow products.
Brows for days.
Yes.
All right, we've got a new Milani eyeshadow and face palettes. This is the Gilded Desires Eye and Face Palette. It looks kind of cool.
I like it.
I like it too. That's and the swatches
dark are... red shade.
Oh, shit, it's killing me. You've killed me.
Oh, it's dead.
You're done. But the face part of it is just highlighters.
Yes.
So you can sort of use these on your eyes or on your face, but it's not like blush bronzer. It's just two highlighters. I think this is really cool. The metallics look really rad. The mattes look really nice. Milani's a great brand.
I know.
I really want that dark red shade and just that dark red shade. Thank you very much.
That's all I want too. I just want to, you know what I want to do? I want to fly to America, pop that shade out of a couple of palettes, and then quickly fly home again.
Yeah, I kind of want to pop out that red shade, put it into the first six, take out one of the golds or whatever, and just have a cream, some really metallic shades, and that red.
Fucking, I know.
That's my 6 pound.
I need to find a red like that. That is like a blackened burgundy.
That looks like lip colours that I have, but I want it in eyeshadow.
It does. Yeah. I need to... I just filmed my palette collection recently. I don't think I have anything quite like this, but...
Now you're like, I need it.
Now I need it. Yeah, I remember about this time last year, I was going on a hunt for this shade, but in a metallic finish.
Yeah.
No one had it.
No, we tried.
Unless it was like indie brands had it. But I only wanted the one shade. And it's like, you know, it's kind of hard when you're like $12 shipping $4 for your eyeshadow. It's like...
Yeah. Mm. Although in palettes, you're like...
I don't want the palette. Yeah, so,
All right. Morphe are releasing... Well, by the time you're watching this, it's already been released. Two sort of bronzer and highlighter palettes. So these are called Lo-Fi or 8L Lo-Fi or 8H Hi-Fi. They're sculpt and shimmer palettes.
Great.
So, one looks just a little bit fairer, one looks a little bit warmer, or not warmer, deeper and warmer. So the fairer one has what looks like a mix between four matte bronzers and maybe slightly shimmery bronzers, and then four highlighters that are a lot lighter and cooler. And then the deeper one has the same sort of format, but just sort of deeper, warmer shades. I don't know which one's the L and which one's the H, but we'll find out.
Eventually.
Coming out on the 8th or already released.
Yes. Okay. These are from...
Hang on, can I just correct that?
Oh, yes.
They are four matte contouring shades. There's no shimmer bronzers in there.
Cool. Ofra Cosmetics has a new product. These are called Bossy Eyes. They're metallic liquid eyeshadows in three beautiful shades. Well, you know, okay, that's subjective.
It is subjective.
$15 each. The shades are Rosé, Five Star, and Penthouse.
Look, they're nice, but they're a little bit same.
Yeah, I feel you. Like, I like that people are getting on to this, like, metallic... liquid to set eye trend thing. Like, I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Stila did it better.
Yeah, but I would like to see more diversity between three shades if they're going to be releasing three. But $15 each.
And
look,
also,
I'm not going to complain.
I want glitter.
That's true.
Way is releasing a new hair product. It's not quite hair care. It's called Son of a Beach Ombre Spray. $24. This is one of those hairsprays that you spray into your hair and it's heat activated and it lightens the hair.
Oh,
remember them?
Oh, one of those old school things. Yeah. I do remember them from the 90s. My mum used to use them in the 70s.
Yeah, even going right back. So
bringing it back.
There you go.
Interesting.
Seems like some people are like, no, these are so damaging. Well, so is every hair color and heat.
Yeah, product. Most hair products. Yeah. So is alcohol.
It's dead. Don't worry. It's fine. Like,
yeah, you want to look after it, but it's up to you.
Treat it as well as you can, but...
if you're concerned, don't use it.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. We've got a new collab with Sigma. This is limited edition brush set of Victoria Lynn's favorites. So it's releasing 8th of May, so you can pick it up now. And there's going to be tutorials to how to use it.
Yes.
So there you go. If you like her or you like Sigma.
It looks like, from what I can tell, she is an Instagram influencer.
Yeah, so she's a YouTuber, she's an Instagrammer. Yeah. If you like her videos and want to pick up some of her favorites, you can do it.
You can.
All right, Tarte have shown 3 new liquefied precious metals for your vanity. So these are chrome paint shadow pots, $22 each, 80% pearl pigments, 9 shades in total. So these are just 3 new additions shades
to the range.
Yeah, and they're, you know, a dark bronze, a goldy bronze, a rose gold. There you go.
From Unicorn Cosmetics, I tried to find something that I think is related to this.
It might be a sister palette to this.
Ah, okay. Cool. All right. So it's not an update.
No.
I was a bit worried that it might be. Anyway, what we've got here is the Totemic palette. So this is a representation of such an object serving as a distinctive mark of the clan or group. And this palette essentially encompasses that.
So they're saying it's the totem of... Yeah.
Yes.
But this looks like it is in the same sort of vein as the Sassy Doll eyeshadow palette that is going to be coming soon, but we haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
So it looks like there's going to be at least 2.
Yes. So we don't have a launch date or any info yet, but they have said it's got some yellow and orange mattes in it. Fauna would be animals because there's flora, which flora is plant and fauna, life, and fauna, which is... What's going on? You've got the toucan. Anyway, maybe the palette is inspired by toucans.
Maybe. Toucan Sam.
Yes!
Awesome.
That's a rainbow palette.
All right. That's it.
That is it.
Do they have toucan emojis?
They better.
If they don't, I'm going to be very sad.
I know.
I'm going to send one to Optus so Alerts mad. Telling me I've used up my data. Let's give them a toucan. All right, there's no toucans. So if you've made it to the end and you want to show us in the comments that you've made it to the end,
duck.
Duck emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why not?
Ducky, duck.
Close to a toucan and duck, completely duck, different. Duck, goose. A goose? No. They need to update those damn emojis. They do.
We need more animal emojis.
Send them a list.
Yes.
Things we need.
Yes. Excellent.
All right, guys. That is it for today. We will see you on Monday with updates. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we might update stuff that we've talked about today.
Yes.
And if we can be bothered, there might be bonus content on the weekend.
Maybe. Yay. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.